since they seized Risa. Men since they seized Risa.
Have to let it get to that part. I like that riff. Sorry. Extended song. Theme song there, but what the hell? It's our boys in Rivethead. Lex and Stacy's threesome.
Hello.
Hello, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good, Lex. How are you?
Sounds like I'm doing a little better than you. What you got going on? A little coughing, wheezing? What's up?
Yes. Just a cold.
Yeah.
You know, just that thing. But it's all gone right to my throat and chest. So I am going to be coughing. I'm sorry. I can't. It's
God,
it's
how many times
there.
Have people gone to the throat and chest with you?
I know.
You should be used to this. Do you even want medicine?
No. I've been doing the vitamin C and echinacea just letting
you.
It go.
I'm sorry. Just a very gratuitous softball set up there. Sorry.
I know, and I just let it go. Mm-hmm. It just kind of whizzed past my face.
Nothing gets past your face, Stacy. God, sorry. I can't stop myself. Actually, at this age, I can.
Oh, I've heard.
Oh, you have not. I haven't had sex with enough people for those kind of things to get out. That was by design.
Yes, you're like a sex ninja. You're very stealthy.
Yeah.
Just kind of pollinating here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have sex with them and then, you know, throw them in the trunk of my car. That way, nothing good, nothing bad gets said.
All while going, wah.
Yeah. That's right. My nunchucks. You know, shut the trunk
That's
lid.
Like...
And shut the trunk lid and.
Lex's cum sound. Wah.
Wah. All right, so that was very scary, by the way.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about it.
I know you always do.
I do.
So I went to New York yesterday.
Ooh, and how was that?
New York is I know you've been a couple of times. I don't know how long you've gotten to stay when you've gone, but that makes a big difference on your experience.
Yeah.
I went for one day and had a great time. 2 days, I'll have less of a good time. Three less, four less, so on and so forth.
Correct.
I don't really like it all that much.
I don't like big cities in general.
Yeah.
I am very much, my experience is more with Chicago. And obviously, Chicago is nowhere near as big as New York. But anytime I leave, I'm feeling that stress that I didn't even know was there,
yeah.
Like leaving me because it's so claustrophobic.
Chicago is pretty fucking big, though. I mean, it's still a pretty intimidating place.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as getting around and the hustle, but I mean, there's just lots of shit going on in cities like that.
Right.
You know, where I lived in L.A. for 3 years, and it's completely different.
See, that was I was only there once, but, you know, very spread out.
Yeah.
You know, it's you can look out and you just see lots of lights, but your view is not hindered by stuff.
And it has a pretty cool skyline and all that. God knows we've seen that one building that looks like a big white telescope get blown up 75 times in movies.
Right.
You know, Independence Day, you know, that was.
Yes.
You know, just the. Did you just hit a cough button?
I did.
No, don't do that. You just scared the fuck out of me.
I'm sorry.
Just cough. Let's be real.
Okay.
Let's be real. You're a sick bitch, and you're going to be sick for an hour. Let people sympathize. You know? Let them feel sorry for you.
Yes. Someone get me a lozenge.
Poor Stacy trying to get all the semen out of her throat from a big Friday night in Michigan. You ever been ganged like that, Stacy?
No.
I didn't think so.
Unfortunately. I'm pretty much just a one penis in my mouth
at a time
kind of gal.
I'm pretty boring when it comes to being a playa and all that stuff. A lot of people think just because you're in radio, you know, you're just having sex all the time and doing, you know, lines of cocaine in between each breath. You're fucking somebody and stuff like that. But we're really pretty boring people.
I mean, that happens, but it's usually in a much sadder way.
What do you mean? Like Jenny and Forrest Gump, like she's all lost.
Just clinging to the edge of the, you know, while Freebird's playing in the background. Yeah.
Like, that's what I said the first time I saw that movie. It's like, all of us in radio have wanted to jump off that balcony with you than having to play that fucking song again.
Exactly.
Do you find yourself, like, with the big artists, like, not listening to their big songs?
Yeah, if I never hear Boston again, I will be okay with that. Same thing with Bad Company. For me, like, if I'm going to listen to Led Zeppelin, if it's like a once a year listening to Stairway, I will give it the proper listen and go, yeah, that's cool, but no.
I will tell you this. I was driving down the tollway one night and Stairway came on. And I let it go, and it was a very pleasurable experience. I enjoyed it very much, but
you don't every day.
But now I can go till my 75th birthday and be okay.
Exactly.
Be okay with it.
You know, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, Pink Floyd never got really to that point because I'm still a huge fan and will listen. But, you know, yeah, there's just Aerosmith. If I never hear Aerosmith again, I'm okay with that. I hate to say that, but it's true.
My daughter wouldn't admit it, and I tried to go about it in several different ways to get the information out of her. But her and her boyfriend, who are Samantha's just like me, just a huge music lover. I mean, she's always listening to music. Anytime I see her, headphones are on. You know, she loves stuff from Led Zeppelin all the way to now.
Cool.
You know, and
good girl.
And it's awesome. You know, I raised her right. But she told me that her and her boyfriend were sitting in his room one night, and he has like a black light and he plays guitar and all that stuff. So he has the right setup for it, you know, for all bad things to happen.
Yes. And as a father, does that make your butthole pucker?
My butthole? No. And I don't know what you mean by that, but
well, with your daughter, you know, just kind of like, oh God.
Listen, they've been together so long. I just have to be realistic about it. Yeah. Oh. She gets good grades. She really hasn't changed much. You know, that's the stuff I look for. Whatever happens in between there, I'm hoping she's making prudent decisions. And if she isn't, I hope she's making prudent decisions about her bad decisions.
Have you horrified her with the birth control talk?
You know what my talk with her was? To be honest with you, and before I get into this, I just want to say that her and her boyfriend listened to Dark Side of the Moon all the way through.
Good for them.
Which, you know, my feeling was, whatever happened during that, I have to give you a pass.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
But I didn't push her on it. I just let it go. And I said, well, how was it? She's like, oh, my God. It's amazing. It's amazing they made that whole thing and put it together like that. And
had it all match up with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, which is stupid.
I've never tried doing that.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I won't. I don't care about, even though we did our hoax show already, I really don't care about them. You know, or our conspiracies or whatever the case is. It's right. Like, I'm some of them I'm not going to try just to see if they happen. But going back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
I had one talk with her, and it just went like this. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And I want you to make, yeah, whatever it is. I want you to make proper decisions about, you know, make sure that you don't get knocked up.
Slut.
Make sure you have sex with somebody you like. Not some douchebag. Make sure it's somebody you care about. I'm not going to fall for this. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Now, if you don't want to have an adult conversation, that's fine.
Oh. I'm just being funny. Sorry.
I know. But it's my daughter you're talking about. You can't call my daughter a slut. Sorry.
I didn't.
I would only let you if I, in my heart, knew it was true. Then I'd laugh along with you.
Gotcha.
But I had a instance a couple years ago where a kid, she broke up with this kid, and he spread all around the school, she's a slut.
And did you go like all Rebecca De Mornay from The Hand That Rocks the Cradle on him?
I went over to his house and asked to speak to his father, and that's all I had to do. He took care of the rest.
Yay.
Because he has a daughter also.
Oh.
So I didn't have to say much. He just looked at me and shook my hand and said, I'll take care of it.
Right.
I went, good enough for me. Have a nice night, kid.
You enjoy the next few days.
Yeah. And I asked Samantha a couple months later, you know, if... you know, what happened with that? And she goes, oh, he's very respectful and nice to me now.
But isn't it funny that it took that
to
be that?
Yeah, but, you know, that's your lesson. That's the way it's supposed to work. He was just being a teenage douchebag kid, but there's ramifications to that, and he ran into it.
Right.
He's not a bad kid. He was just hurt that she broke up with him. That's the way he handled it. He now knows he can't handle it that way.
Or at least just not when his dad's around.
Well, he did it when his dad wasn't around, but it got back to him anyway.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it always comes back to you. There's no denying it once you spread a rumor like that. Once it comes back to you, you have to own it.
Right.
And that was Josh's lesson.
Josh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Josh.
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't too painful.
I hope it was. I hope you got your little ass beat. But we digress.
Yeah.
Yeah, he I'm sure is a fine, upstanding young man at this point.
With a tiny penis.
I don't know about that. Why do you always make me talk about high school kid stuff? What is it with you?
What? Is he not, like, in college now?
No.
Oh, God. Well, then, I'm sorry. No.
She's still in high school. You idiot. What?
Then I just suck. And this is because I don't have kids.
That's how you're making me so uncomfortable.
I'm, like, I'm sorry. I am. I truly am. Like, that was my obliviousness,
God,
too.
I hope nobody listens to this podcast and in her school. Slut whore.
Of course, I don't think she is.
No.
It was just, you know, the subliminal thing if you're having that conversation.
Listen,
with someone.
You know me. I would tell you if I had concerns there. I'd be like, "What, Stacy, you're a slut and a whore. What do I do about this?"
Well.
Yeah. I mean, is it too late? Is she gone?
Tight, long skirts.
That doesn't do anything.
Well, it's, yeah.
It just enhances the body and makes guys rape.
Yes, because you guys are all predispositioned to rape, aren't you? Hey, rapers and pillagers.
There's a bunch of rapers out there. Hey, there's a period of time in a guy's life where, you know, it's like you just want to rip everybody's clothes off.
I don't think that goes away. I think it becomes more angry and bitter as you get older.
Nah, it's not. I know you girls like to say that, but...
You know. Oh, come on. You're the 45-year-old bald, paunchy guy who's sitting at your office desk chair that you've been sitting there for the last 20 years, and everyone's just walking over you, and your family hasn't noticed you for at least 7 years, and there's that little intern that comes in that's hot, and, you know, she's just giving you that attitude. She's just giving you that attitude because she's got it all figured out, and everyone's paying attention to her. And if you could get away with it, like, you wouldn't just push her head down and stick it to her.
God, that was so hot. Yes. Yes, you're right about all of it. Except, you know, thanks for knocking 11 years off my life. That was cool.
What are you doing? I'm hearing lots of sliding around.
I'm trying to get in a comfortable position. And the audience isn't hearing it. It's this mic I had to go buy that's just sitting there. You can hear me well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that mic's about 6 feet away from me.
Oh.
So it just picks up the whole room. Because I was trying to make the levels come out okay, and I kept having to move it and move it and move it. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a lot of slippery, slidey stuff going on.
Yeah, but they can't hear it on this end.
Okay.
I'm listening to the feed that's going out, and it's being compressed and gone. You're hearing it come back on the computer, and you're hearing every little nuance.
Every little touch and slide of whatever it is that you're slipping and sliding on.
If I have an opportunity, I'm going to blast you here with an atom bomb. Before this show's over, and you'll hear what this mic can do.
Okay.
Yeah. And you will laugh. Because I'm serious. This thing picks up everything.
Which, by the way, speaking of laughing, you tweeted earlier this week, I think it was this week, something. It wasn't a big deal. But I responded, and you didn't even acknowledge it. And I'm wondering, did I offend you with it?
Which one was it?
It was the one that was discussing the time of the month.
And what'd you say?
I don't really remember now. She had asked if she could give blood when it was that time of the month, I think. Yeah. Wasn't that the question?
It wasn't the question. It was like she said she was going to go give blood, and I already knew it was that time of the month.
Oh.
And I said, what are you going to do? Just open your legs or something?
Nice.
She didn't like it. But yeah, you did respond with something, but I didn't. No, I was not offended.
Okay. Just making sure that, you know, it wasn't too close to the whole engagement festivities thing.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Which, no. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Since this is officially the first time I've actually verbalized it to you.
Yeah. On public airwaves, that's true.
Yeah.
No, man, it's cool. I am so extremely happy.
Because you could just shit.
Yes.
Well, good.
Yes, in your eloquence, yes. Metaphorically speaking, I'm so happy I could just shit.
Well, rock on, Lexi Poo.
Yeah, man. I never thought I'd get married again. But when she said yes, I was on cloud nine.
Did you cry?
There was a bit of welling up. You know, but not
a little moistness in the eyes.
Not a full on blah.
Because that would have been attractive.
And no, it was a beautiful evening. We went out to Chamberlain's, which is like one of my favorite restaurants, and We had a couple of dirty martinis so I could get up the nerve. And
so did you slip the ring in something like a clam or an oyster or a drink or something?
No, I had it in my pocket in one of those velvety boxes, you know.
That sounds so dirty.
Yeah. And
the ring was warm.
It was getting to the point where, you know, we were past dessert. It was like around check time and everything. And I still hadn't done it. And I'm like, and the ebb and flow was not going well.
She's like, why aren't we fucking leaving yet? We're done. What is this deal?
We weren't at that point yet, but it was. I had to do something.
Yes.
I had like 30 seconds to do something, and I still hadn't done anything. And she could tell there was something wrong. She's like, baby, what's wrong with you? And I said, I'm really nervous. I said, will you marry me? And she just like sat back in her chair. She's like, oh my God.
Aww.
Yeah. And she goes, I'm not going to get the one knee thing. I went, oh. Yeah, of course. So I got down on one knee and I said, Lisa Renee, will you marry me?
Aww.
She said, fuck no.
And slapped you right across the face and pushed you away. And after those dirty martinis, you were all sloopy anyway. So and you just fell on the floor.
So I bent the waitress over in front of her and said, fuck you.
Yes. And then you did hide the ring someplace.
Yeah.
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 Manly shit.
You took rejection like a man.
I did. But anyway, it was nice.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
But everybody tried to ruin everything. Like the restaurant was kind of nice. So we valet parked, which I've never really liked to do. You know, I just don't.
Why?
Because it's just... you know, the fact that I gotta just dump $15 on somebody to park my car just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why.
And plus, you know that they are doing that whole Ferris Bueller thing while you're inside.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a Prius now, so they don't care anymore. But I bet my BMW 745 went out for a few spins when I had it. I even used to sneak out just to drive my own car. That's how awesome that car was.
Well, good.
So at least I've had one awesome car in my life. And so we pull up, and she gets out, and she looks stunning.
What's she wearing? What's she look like?
She had on, like, she was very sequiny. She had on, like, this blue sleeveless top and this really hot skirt.
Short, and, long?
Short.
Nice.
And, I mean, just looked like $1 million. And me, not so much. Yeah, had on your typical pair of overpriced jeans, you know, black dress shoes, you know, and your, typical, name brand shirt from Nordstrom. You know,
what were you wearing on your head?
Nothing.
Ooh, you went au naturel.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always, you know.
He was scalp commando.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she gets out of the car, and there's this very, very cool black dude who was, you know, parking the cars, and he pulls her out of the car, and he goes, ooh. We got us a supermodel here, and he twirls her, and he goes, ooh, you better ask for her hand in marriage pretty soon.
Oh God!
And I just went, are you fucking kidding? And he goes, you gonna ask her to marry you tonight? And I went, maybe. And she laughs like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that turned out all right. Once he asked that question, I could be kind of a dick about it and totally take the, you know.
I've been like, fuck no.
Yeah, hell no. Man, this look at her. Motherfucker. Yeah. And, you know.
And, of course, I'm saying this lovingly because I think Lisa's beautiful. So,
yeah.
You know, no. I'm just joking.
Well, me too, you know. That beautiful little skank bitch hoe. And I think I said something like, my wife's at home.
She probably wouldn't appreciate this.
Yeah, she's like, I'm like, oh, too soon?
Which, can I ask? Should I ask?
What?
How did that go?
Oh, I think she like texted everybody with a sarcastic "he's engaged" thing. It wasn't bad.
Okay, if that's all it was, then phew.
Yeah,
because I was having daydreams of just which direction that was going to go.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's pretty soon as far as. You know, I mean, our divorce took a long time, but the official divorce was less than a year ago.
Yes.
You know, so I tried to put myself in her place, and you know, if I got news about her getting married, it'd be a weird night. It'd be kind of sad or whatever the case is, just because.
Right.
You know, just because. So. You know, it was...
especially when you hear, Samantha's got a new daddy now.
You know, whatever. And that's the way it would get handled, probably.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Of course, me being a dick, I'd just probably say something like, he can have her. Nah,
Excuse me.
She would never desert me.
Well, I am happy, happy, happy for you both.
Yeah, it just feels really good. Both of us feel really good about it. As you know, because you and I talk all the time, this was a defined moment that was either going to be all the way or not at all.
And I can say you were sweating it prior.
Mm-hmm. I was.
You truly went into it, you know, because you get to those couples where it's like, you know, she's just waiting and he knows that she's just waiting, you know, and it's all that. So it's not like a stressful thing.
Uh-huh.
It was, in fact, an actual stressful thing for you because you were not sure what the answer was going to be.
Yeah, and it's not because of how she felt about me. She had a big event happen in her life, and she was having an epiphany about how she wanted to live out the rest of her life, you know?
Right.
Like small town, big town, you know, do you want to be with somebody or just live out the string, you know, and hope you meet somebody and get a job and kind of be, you know, she likes to be by herself.
I understand that.
Yeah, and... one of the things she likes about me is I let her be by herself. I'm not always asking, you know, why did you want to be with me? Why did you want this? You know, I just, you know, let her do her thing. And, you know, most of the time she asks me to go do something. You know, because I've gotten the message that, okay, you like to be by yourself? You just let me know when you don't.
Good.
Yeah, so, you know, and... at first, you know, in the beginning, you get hurt about those things, and then after a while, it's like no big deal. And I'm learning in the second relationship here, you know, not to cause problems that aren't there.
Good.
And
that is like the important part, the ones that aren't there.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, just because she likes to be by herself, you know, in your mind, you shouldn't treat that as, I know she's fucking somebody.
She hates me. And
yeah.
No, I know.
And when you're young and immature, that's the stuff you think about. You know, it's like, well, if she doesn't want to be with me, that must mean she wants to be with somebody else.
That is one of the great things about getting older.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can sit back and look at human behavior and just go, you know, even if whatever it is, I can still live with that.
Yeah. You can't change what people want or whatever the case is. So don't beat yourself up. It's kind of what I learned from it.
Yeah.
And she appreciates me for that.
Good boy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Who's a good boy, Lexi?
Yeah. Because, you know, I know she's had some guys in her past that have driven her absolutely crazy.
With desire and lust.
Yeah, whatever. You know? But, you know, I know there's guys in their past in her past that were much better in bed than me. That's fine. You know, what I'm learning as an older dude is that's just a small part of the game.
Yes.
That when they the other stuff they appreciate you when you do go to bed, it's great because they dig your ass. They're not just performing because they have to, like a seal.
With fish and balls.
I mean, I don't even get your joke sometimes.
I feel partially stoned. A seal. They play with balls. You know, they have the ball on the top of their nose. They perform for fish.
Wow. That's some codeine mixed in that cough medicine by chance?
You know, I wish.
What are you taking?
Nothing.
Please tell me it's not NyQuil.
No, I'm not taking anything.
Well, please do.
Yes.
Because this thing you got going on right now needs drugs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It does. You need some sort of cough stuff. Like, you need to go to a doctor and let them give you that codeine stuff.
Mm.
It's great. I mean, it really works. Is the thing. I mean, yeah, you get a nice buzz and everything, but it really does a great job, like stopping the coughing thing for one thing. You know, because it deadens your nerves and you're not like.
And that's been part of the thing. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep because I cough all night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sucks.
Samantha has that right now. It's like I felt so bad for her because, you know, it's like I don't sleep that well to begin with. I just heard her coughing all night, you know, from the other side of the house. I mean, just a bad cough like you have going. It sucks. And it's like you ever gotten so congested that you're like almost claustrophobic?
No, and actually, this cold, it's not even a nose thing. Like, you can hear it. My nose and sinuses are as clear can be.
Yeah.
This is all just, like, in my chest.
That's weird. See, I have really bad allergies, and this supposedly is the worst it's been in Texas in 36 years. I've just been miserable. I mean, I got people Facebooking me and tweeting me about my throat and stuff. Like, I think you have cancer.
Nice.
Thanks, doctor.
That's always the one.
Thanks, doctor, on a forklift. Appreciate your diagnosis.
It has been an incredibly cool summer here in Michigan. Seriously, I think we've had 2 days that went over 90, you know, and it's been August, and the temperatures, we've had lows like a 42 at night.
I love the weather up there.
Oh, I do too.
That Traverse City trip last year was just amazing.
Isn't that a beautiful place?
Oh, my God.
It's and they've got Interlock in there, the school, which is where I think kids preparing to go to Juilliard go there. I know that Bruce Willis and Demi Moore sent at least one of their kids there. I know Josh Groban schooled there as well.
Josh Groban.
He is a cutie. I love him.
Why does everybody love him so much? I don't think he's that great.
I actually don't know anything about his music, but he's just cute. And he's really a non-threatening male.
Oh. Now I get it.
And plus, he did that when Jimmy Kimmel did the it was Sarah Silverman that did the I'm fucking Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And then they responded with I'm fucking Ben Affleck. Which Robin Williams was in that, rest his soul. But there was a part where Josh Groban was playing the piano and he's singing in that beautiful baritone voice of his, and the entire thing was beeped out. So you have no idea what he was singing, you know, in this beautiful piano. It was just, I love those videos.
Yeah, the did you see the Louis C.K. Sarah Silverman one?
No.
Oh my God. It was on The Burn, Jeffrey Ross on Comedy Central. Did you watch that?
I don't have TV, no.
It's a great fucking show. It really is. But Sarah Silverman's got Louis C.K. in her apartment, and he's just kind of walking around looking he looks in her toilet and it's unflushed and it's got a feminine napkin in it or whatever. And he goes, aren't you supposed to throw those away? She goes, miscarriages?
That's awesome.
and the best part was there was no laughter afterwards. It was just, you know, just a matter of fact. I see. I love Louis C.K., man. That show is so fucking good. I think it's on Netflix. I think you could watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look for it. Mm. I'm going through Charmed right now.
The old ones? The old Charms?
Well, Charmed. The witches with yeah. Alyssa Milano. Yeah. Yes. I'm in season 3.
Yeah, that's like 20 years old, isn't it?
Not
15
quite.
15 or something like
15,
that.
15, yeah.
Yeah, see, all that all that stuff's on TNT like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
That and Smallville.
Never saw that.
It's interesting. That's where I first got the when we were talking about the Superman Batman thing and all that. Mm-hmm. That's when I first got the impression that, you know, maybe Superman isn't all that, because it seemed everybody in Smallville had kryptonite on them. I was always like, where do you find this?
Right.
Where do you get this? And how do you even know it fucks Superman over? Because you're not even supposed to know he's Superman, but yet everybody seems to have it on their keychain.
That's what makes Lex Luthor very, very smart.
Yeah, but you find out in that show that, you know, yeah, he's smart, but his dad was even smarter.
And who was his father?
Lionel Luthor.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
Oh.
I know.
And I watched The Killing.
Yeah. Told you.
How absolutely depressing.
Isn't it?
It is. Like, the season 3 was just like, okay, you're killing me. You're seriously, you are. The Killing is killing me. And I, Detective Holder or whatever he was.
Yeah.
He annoyed me more than any other TV character has ever for like the first 3.5 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, somewhere in season 3, I'm kind of going, okay, he's not annoying me now. And now he's actually kind of enjoyable. I'm kind of becoming fond of him now.
Yeah, I didn't really like him until the little goth bitch. Seattle bitch tried to talk shit to him on the street.
Right.
And which was, I think, season 3.
Yes.
And that's when I went, okay, I get you now. You finally shut one of these little bitches up.
Right.
Because up till then, he was a child.
Oh, an annoying child.
Yeah.
Like, how are you even getting up and getting dressed and getting to work, child?
But it really, that show really made me question the Seattle Police Department.
Can I just say, having never been there, my husband and I were both like, wow, Seattle's a lot bigger than we thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
The you know, sweeping cityscapes and stuff. It was like, oh, I guess there's something to this whole Seattle thing.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. It's the happening place. I mean, first off, you know, Amazon's there. Microsoft's there. Yeah, so there's a part of town that's just loaded with young, vibrant minds.
I was going to say, that would just be like the executives of Amazon, because they're not shipping stuff from Seattle, are they?
No, they ship it from all over the place.
Yes.
They have distribution centers everywhere.
Yes.
And even have written programs to use other people's own shipping and distribution to integrate with their software. It's amazing.
Wow.
There's documentaries on it. You should watch them. It's stunning how they have put their business model together.
All at the expense of their little employees.
No, not really. Their employees are very happy.
Amazon's?
Yes.
Have you paid attention to, like, the people who work at the warehouses?
No.
Oh, they're not happy campers. It apparently is a very, very awful place to work, at least down low.
Well, then quit. That's the way I look at it.
Well,
you're defined by yourself. The decisions you make. If you're at a place that's making you miserable and you stay there, I don't think that's Amazon's fault. I think it's yours.
I have this discussion with people. It is very easy to say that when you have a job. Knowing personally people who have struggled, it's kind of insulting to say, we'll go find another job. Especially here in Michigan, where the economy has not been that good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always just go find that other job.
Right. So you should be happy with the one you have.
Yes.
Or you should, at night when you go home, maybe start a little web business. Maybe, you know, go to night school and figure out something else to do, or whatever the case is.
Correct.
You know, I mean, there's so many things you can do to improve your situation.
Yes. But to just simply say, quit your job, is insulting to those who work hard under shitty conditions.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
You don't have the luxury of doing that when your job is what's giving your children, you know, insurance. You don't just quit that job because, you know, it's giving you an ulcer.
No, I know. But you can put yourself in position, if you're patient enough, to get into something that makes you happier.
Right.
And I don't want to hear that you can't, because you can. I mean, it's like, how many Dr. Phils have you watched? The people that have changed their lives, you know, in miserable conditions, who have empowered themselves to go to school, do something they want to do, and move forward.
But that doesn't help you at that moment
Or you can sit there and bitch about it.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of conditions are we talking about? Enlighten me.
From what I have read, and I have read extensively on this, only because, and not because I'm looking for bad stuff about Amazon, but for instance, you know, you get a 15-minute break to go to the bathroom, but it is a mile and a half walk to get to the bathrooms. So you don't use the bathroom because of course, you're not allowed to run, that kind of stuff. It's just stuff. They run you ragged when you're just like a warehouse employee for Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound right, though. It doesn't mesh with the other things I've heard about Amazon. That just doesn't make sense to me. I don't even think that's legal to have a bathroom that's that far away.
I don't know either. As I said, these are like testimonials and things.
Yeah, I would need more.
I personally, and I'll say, I have never worked for Amazon, so I don't know. I cannot speak personally to the working conditions one way or the other.
Exactly. But I like your sympathy. You've always been for the underdog. And I am as well. But I also look at some people and got to call bullshit.
No, I understand. And I do. I totally understand. As a human being, you should always be attempting something in some facet of your life to improve yourself, whether it's education-wise, whether it's, you know, health and happiness-wise, meditating, whatever. You should always be doing that. But, you know, especially with, like, fast food workers, if they were happy, you know what? I don't know. I don't know how to say it, I guess. It's just everyone's like, if you don't like working at a fast food place, then don't work there. I'm sure that most of them wouldn't if they had the opportunity to not.
Yeah. But once again, there's always opportunity in your off time to go find something better.
Correct.
And if you can't find something better, then perhaps you should make even more of an effort to go online and find areas of the country or whatever the case is.
Okay, that is – see, and I will tell you, because I know someone personally who literally over a year ago, literally had $30 to his name. That was it, $30. Yeah. And – I feel now I was insensitive because it was similar to that. It's like, well, why don't you go out to the Nebraskas? The oil boom's going on out there right now. And he's like, how am I supposed to get through with $30? And I don't have any family or anyone that's going to front me the money to get there. And it's like, okay, I see your point. You know, this was a learning thing for me too. I've seen it personally. Once you get to a certain point, you know, and they're saying that so many of these fast food workers now are either old people who should be retired and who would have thought that they would be retired by now, or they're the kids coming out of college who got that education and have that debt and can't get the jobs that they're looking for.
Right. I don't know if you watch Susie Orman.
No.
But, you know, she – do you know who she is?
Yes. She's like a financial chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically you call her up with your situation and she gives you permission to buy something or not permission based on your situation.
Okay.
It's kind of the way, I mean, that's part of the show. But she also talks about generalities of finances and just your life in general. And she's the first person who, by the way, is college educated, who has said, it may not be beneficial for you to go to college now.
I know. Isn't that awful? And shame on society for letting it get to that point.
Yeah. She speaks a very good case about the fact that you are probably going to put yourself behind the eight ball with financial aid and everything else if you go to college and you come away with no job. Because as soon as you graduate, it's time to start paying.
Exactly.
And you're going to find yourself, you know, $250,000 in debt.
Yep.
You know, before you even go out and get your first job that isn't there.
How crushing. I know what debt feels like, you know, as someone who's into my life. I couldn't imagine being that young and feeling the weight of that debt upon you.
Oh, hey, listen, I just filed bankruptcy. You know, I was the guy with $30 in my pocket there for a little bit. You know, with 2 weeks left before payday for a couple of times. You know, and I completely get what she's saying. You absolutely have to assess your situation and and do what you got to do to get where you need to be. And if there's not going to be a job waiting for you, why have your family or why put yourself behind the eight ball when you possibly could get yourself a good job out of high school, in some sort of field that where you can actually build to a certain point where you're making $50,000-$60,000 a year.
Right.
And then go to college.
And see, unfortunately, a lot of those jobs that allowed you to do that are union jobs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I could have stayed, like, when I was at that age at Publix in Jacksonville and had stock options, medical benefits, and a $40,000 a year job, and still could have been young enough at 23, 24 to go to college.
Right.
You know, it's just parents don't teach their kids that there's options.
Well, I don't even think it's parents. I think that it's society, because this is, you know, think about it. I mean, since my parents went to college, that's what you did. You graduated from high school. You went to college because that's going to get you that job.
Yeah.
That's going to get you success. And that's going, you know, that is what you did. It was the unwritten rule of life and success. And suddenly that's not there anymore.
Yeah. My daughter wants to stay in the horse field. You know, she wants to be a trainer. She wants to have her own barn, her own situation. And I told her, listen, you have to go get, if nothing else, some business classes.
Yes.
I don't know about your degree or anything else. I mean, but you need to go get a business degree if you can, or at least an AA that's allows you to take a 2-year business school. So you know about the things like workman's comp and insurance and taxes and
right.
and all the curveballs that get thrown to you as a business owner. And so you know what's coming down the pike instead of getting surprised by it and having setbacks.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you should take a real estate class, you know, so when it comes, so you're shrewd enough to find a piece of land that you can build a barn on and you can start getting customers and so on and so forth.
Right.
Learn about getting investors, learn about whatever it takes to get your dream done. But don't be an idiot and think you're just going to get out of high school and go to work for somebody and it's going to metastasize into you owning your own place.
Right.
Because all of a sudden 20 years is going to go by and you're still going to be working for that person.
Yep.
And have nothing to show for it.
Exactly.
I don't think Samantha's going to be that person. You know, it's like I've always looked at her and I look at other people's kids, you know, and I look at some of them and go, I don't know what she's going to be, but I have the feeling it's going to be good, whatever it is.
Right.
And then I look at other people's kids and go,
porn.
Oh my God, you're in so much trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, and thankfully I can look at Samantha, you know, who has tons of sense and, you know, street smart and everything else, and I don't worry. I just don't worry about her like I thought I was going to.
Good. You that know, is a good thing.
Yeah, and I have to be honest about it. And I got friends who have, you know, 2-3 kids, and you know, they'll honestly tell you, yeah, Jim's going to be good. You know, he's in ROTC. He's, you know, he's got it all mapped out. He's this and he's that. And
that was my brother.
Yeah.
I was the one my parents worried
yeah.
about.
Yeah, and so was I. So was I. I was, you know, my sister was, you know, got all the academic awards and, you know, worked at my dad's business when she was, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old. You know, knew how to finance somebody.
Right.
When she was 16 years old.
I'm good.
You know, so it's just kind of crazy. The hell's that?
That would be our 55-minute beeper.
Thank you.
Just trying to do my part here.
Because I forgot to set mine. I was like, God damn it. I was winging it over here.
Just doing my part to all make right. you happy, Lex.
All right. Well, let me know when we're at the 1 minute part.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Yes.
No, seriously, do.
Okay.
But we as adults now, Stacey, which we hate being, let's face it.
Yes.
I don't know. It hasn't been a super funny show today, but I like some of the stuff we got into. This is stuff that needs to be talked about.
I guess. Sorry for not bringing the fun.
No, you brought the fun. We've had listen. Some of this has been fucking funny, but compared to last week,
yeah. That's kind of a benchmark.
That's a Hall of Fame. That's a Hall of Fame show right there. You know, so I'm not beating us up too bad because this is we just got into serious subject matter. I still think it's a great show.
Yes.
You know, so I'm not going to.
And as we learned, apparently talking about high school kids, not so funny.
Well, I mean, not for me. But I certainly get why you think it's hilarious. It's not so good when it's happening to you. It's like, hey, I have a kid in high school. This is really uncomfortable. But that's okay. You know, that's the beauty of you, Stacey.
God bless my barren womb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You just don't give a shit, and that's great.
Nope.
That's what it's all about.
Hey, Twitter, Threesome Podcast, folks, follow us.
Yes, and tell them exactly what it is, please.
It's the number 3, not spelled out, 3. Right. Threesome Podcast.
Right.
Same thing, we're on Facebook, we're on Tumblr, and Google Plus.
We're everywhere.
Well, we are. We're all encompassing.
And let's... excuse me, talk about what we were talking about when I was driving over here as far as people being able to get shows. We now have a plan that we're going to make sure we spread this bitch out and you are going to be able to hear the show.
Yes, we do. We are working still. I know this is now the 5th podcast, but, you know, that's the biggest question is can we download this?
Right.
And we're working, striving to make that a real reality for all of you.
We are, and we'll tell you right now, it is a very important thing for us that we exponentially grow this. As a matter of fact, people are asking if we have any merchandise, and I'm happy to tell you I've gotten us ready for the fall with beanies.
I'm going to get myself a beanie.
Oh, you're not going to have to get yourself one. You're not going to have to pay for anything. I'm going to send you your very own box of them so you can give them to friends and stuff.
And I don't even have to blow anyone?
You don't have to blow a soul.
Wow, it's like Christmas.
Isn't that cool?
Golly, thanks. Listen, no, that's cool.
Listen, I'm, you know, that's as somebody that's very good friends with you, you know, it's, I told you, this time you're not going to have to blow anybody.
This time. Yes.
You know, I know before you did. Metaphorically speaking.
Of course.
You know, but you took a hit for the show, and I will never forget it personally.
You know, and you should appreciate the fact that I actually don't bring that up ever. I've never thrown that in your face.
Mm-mm.
As a, oh yeah?
No. No, you haven't. But then again, there is lots of stuff we could throw in your face, too.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you know, which is why you've never thrown it in our face.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be real here.
Well, hey, the website is threesomepodcast.com, and you can listen to LT2 channel on that or go to lexandterry.com. and listen there. Also, download the apps for iPhone and for Android, which you can find the links to the apps at threesomepodcast.com too.